Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We're going to be talking about Stratford's On for Lights On. Joining us in studio with Downtown Stratford BIA, it's a pleasure to be chatting with Jamie Pritchard once again. Jamie, good to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Hey, great to see you, Jamie. It's always wonderful to come in and have a chat with you.
Jamie, we've got a big weekend coming up for Downtown Stratford. What's happening? What's going on here?
Well, Lights On has extended their stay into Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And, the BIA is going to have, we're going to be Stratford's On for Lights On, where we're going to have businesses open till anywhere between 8 and 9 o'clock on Friday night and Saturday night.
Okay, because we've chatted with Zach Gribble with the Lights On Stratford and Destination Stratford, talking about how successful it has been, particularly over the weekend. So it's kind of a nice way to tie in with Downtown Stratford, especially that amazing light display at Market Square behind City Hall. It's a great tie-in.
Yeah, the pool is just wonderful there. And the lights on the side of Pazzo, I mean, it's just some great stuff going on downtown. Zach says this is going to be the busiest weekend they have of the entire 6 weeks. So the businesses are going to be open to support it. We've got over 60 businesses. You can come down, shop, get a special beverage at one of the coffee shops or restaurants. Many of the businesses that are open are running some specials, some music, some entertainment,
and
lots of things going on downtown.
Exactly. It's just a great way to explore, maybe check out some new stores or restaurants that you've maybe heard about but haven't had a chance to check out.
Yeah, with them open in a couple evenings, there's no reason why we can't get all the residents of Stratford coming down and doing some shopping, enjoying the lights, and just having a great time.
Oh, for sure. And there's an amazing contest that's going on too, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. We're having an Instagram contest. All you've got to go is go into one of the shops or restaurants and take a picture, post it on your Instagram, and you could win 250 downtown dollars.
Oh, my gosh. 250 downtown dollars right there. Man, wow.
But there's more.
Yeah, but wait, there's more.
The business that you go in and tag them, that business is also going to win $250.
Wow, that is pretty nice. So you can win $250, and the business that you're supporting, that you're helping out, could also win $250.
Absolutely.
Wow, in downtown dollars, too. Can't be better than that. That's amazing, Jamie. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I'm going to be down there hanging around, checking it out, and swimming around the outside of the pool.
Yeah, that pool or that light display at Market Square is just amazing with Lights On Stratford. Again, that's just part of what's happening, but lots going on for downtown Stratford. So they're calling it Stratford's On for Lights On. A number of the businesses and restaurants will be open late this weekend as Lights On Stratford has been extended through this weekend. So it's a win-win overall for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Lots of fun and get a chance for the residents to come out and see some of the stores and shop someplace maybe they haven't shopped before.
Yeah, exactly. So again, how can they get to more details? So again, we should mention it's an Instagram contest for the downtown dollars.
That's correct. There'll be more posting this week with all the rules and regulations of how that works. You can visit our website at downtownstratford.ca. And be more details there.
We'll see you this weekend. Stratford's On for Lights On. Jamie Pritchard with Downtown Stratford BIA. That's awesome, Jamie. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me again.